Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. We got about 40 minutes today before our guest appears. We're going to be joined by Max Smashmaster. Very popular guest. The one time he appeared on the show, we're going to be talking at Chikara's Top Banana Show, which is coming up this Saturday at the former ECW Arena in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The big show of the year for Chikara. Max Smashmaster is going to be on the show today. And prior to that, now we have time to talk about a lot of news. We have time to take your phone calls, emails, text messages. We'll get into as many of those as we can. And as noted, lots of stuff to talk about, including CM Punk. Everybody's been talking about CM Punk. When is this man going to fight? I'd like to be able to tell you that I can tell you when he's going to fight, but I can't. I can tell you that it will be at some point in 2016, and I can tell you how Dana White is going to be looking for an opponent for CM Punk. We're going to talk about that after the break. Dana White also had the opportunity to talk to Ronda Rousey after her loss to Holly Holm. We're going to give you an update on what was happening with Ronda Rousey leading into the biggest upset in the history of UFC. And also, a ton of WWE news and notes. We could talk WWE Breaking Ground. I watched that show. We've got the Wednesday night ratings for TNA Impact. It is a lame duck show. Very little time left on the Destination America Network prior to moving to Pop TV. We can talk to you about that. We've got matches for the WWE TLC pay-per-view. We've got a lot of news on the WWE Performance Center and NXT. There are some new names, all sorts of cool stuff. And we're going to kick it off after the break. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll take all the cash back you've earned, then match it dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches. Because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/double. Anniversary double cashback offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Get better than Black Friday deals at Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Every floor in stock is on sale, including all pre-finished hardwood on sale from an unheard of 89 cents. All wood look tile on sale from 79 cents. All laminate and vinyl flooring on sale from an unbeatable 39 cents. Plus, save on bamboo, tools, installation, and more deals in your local store. And pay no interest till 2018. Who said Black Friday was the only day to save? Get deals all week at the Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hey,
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Phone number today, 425-488-0525. That is the studio line, 425-488-0525. Toll free, 844-411-5411. And you can send text messages today to 425-780-7566. We'll be getting into those after a while. Max Smashmaster going to be joining us on the show today, talking the Chikara Top Banana Show this weekend in Philadelphia. Some news notes before we kick it off here today, Mike. Dana White told Michael Landsberg of TSN, "I just started a new show. The pilot is on YouTube. It's called Dana White Looking for a Fight. I'm actually out looking for opponents for CM Punk right now." He's currently at a Evolution Fighting Championships 2 show. There's only 5 professional bouts on the show, and he's essentially scouting potential opponents for CM Punk. And he says that he doesn't know when the guy is going to be ready, but he says it's the first time this guy has ever trained to fight. The guy has never wrestled. He professionally wrestled, but he's never wrestled. He will fight next year 100%. So we know a little bit more, but not a whole lot more. He has claimed that whoever CM Punk's opponent will be, he said it would be a name that the MMA media would know. I'm not sold on that, but that's what he's saying.
So is it going to be a NCAA champion amateur wrestler? Is it going to be an Olympic athlete? I'm not sure how the MMA community, unless they are that hardcore where they are mining the names of amateurs that are on the come up, and I'm sure that they're guys that are. There should be guys that are, actually. I'm not sure how this is going to be a name that's going to be well known to the MMA community, but sure, okay, that's fine. He's out there doing his thing.
Well, he didn't say the MMA community. He said reporters would know the name, which may just mean they're capable of Googling this person.
Well, yeah, they're the reporting community then. Fine. But you got to keep his name out there and keep it somewhat relevant. And I don't know if he's really doing a show or not, or he's just out there saying he's doing his thing, I guess. And as well, he should be. And that's what he does. That's his job, is to go out there and try to find guys. And, you know, we've seen this with the Ultimate Fighter. You know, he'll look for one guy. We hear the stories. He's looking for one guy. He ends up with another guy. In fact, that's how Kenny Florian got on the first season, if I'm not mistaken, was that exact same thing, where he knocked out the guy that they were looking at, one of the two. So, good. Good for him. He's out there doing his thing, and CM Punk's name is brought up again, which is always a big lightning rod. And whenever it happens, I'll believe it when I see it. If it never happens, I wouldn't be shocked by that either. But I know they want it to be done, and next year there's going to be a ton of shows that'll be taking place, and he will no matter which one it is, whether it's UFC 200 in Vegas, which would be a good choice, or another time in Chicago, or no matter where it is, it's still going to be a welcome addition to the family as far as attention goes and as far as dollars goes, I would assume.
Also, we have some news on Ronda Rousey. He was on Michael Landsberg as well. And they asked him about Ronda Rousey.
Michael Landsberg is still a thing on TSN, I guess.
He is. I can only imagine the reaction that these statements will get from the people who hate Ronda Rousey. And there's a large group of people that hate Ronda Rousey. They are so happy that he lost, or that she lost. They don't want to hear any sort of explanation. They don't want to hear anything that would even in any way resemble an excuse. But I'm going to read this anyway. We can wait for the reactions from people. Dana says, I've talked to her almost every day after the fight. And when she sat down with me and Lorenzo a few days ago, she said, quote, I was exhausted going into that fight. I was exhausted mentally, physically, emotionally. He says she had a lot of personal things going on with her family. It was uncharacteristic of her. She doesn't act like that ever. Even against a girl like Betch Kohea, who said a lot of bad things, and she really didn't like Betch Kohea. And he's talking about when she got in Holly Holm's face at the weigh-in and was acting all crazy. And he says, me and 57,240 people in the arena were shocked. I'm never shocked at somebody losing. It's the way that she lost that was so shocking. Everybody is saying Dana's devastated. He's this, he's that. I always call myself the bells and whistles guy. We put on all the bells and whistles. We promote the show. They step in the octagon. Whatever happens is determined by them. But in the history of the UFC, there's been two people, Chuck Liddell, that I was very close to, and Ronda Rousey, I'm very close to. She was one of my very good friends. So to see her lose that way, yeah, it was tough. So essentially what he's saying is, everything going on in her life, all of the personal issues, all of the media, she did more media for that fight than any fight she'd ever done before, finally caught up with her, and she was beaten. Now, to be fair, I do believe that that played a factor. I don't think Dana is saying that's the only reason that she lost to Holly Holm. I don't know if they fought again and she didn't have issues and she didn't have all of the media, I don't know if she'd beat Holly Holm a second time. But to be fair, that is something that should be taken into consideration because that has struck down many a fighter in the past.
Hey, there was a lot of stuff going on during that week, and most certainly when it came to the press conference and Ronda's comments after the weigh-in and the comments afterwards about Holly Holm, she seemed like a person that was becoming unraveled and then fought like a person that was becoming unraveled, and she got unraveled by Holly Holm. So it happens, and it's his job as a promoter, especially, you know, being as close as he is to Ronda, to go out there and kind of keep carrying the torch for her, especially against all those people that say, of course, she's done and she was never any good to begin with and all that other nonsense that they were talking about. But like you said, and like we were talking about yesterday, even if they can face off a million times, Holly Holm might beat her a million times. She just might be that person. Like you brought up, yeah, I mean, yesterday was a great example of Mike Brown to Uriah Faber. God knows what reason it is, since Faber beats everybody else for the most part, but he just did. That was his kryptonite. Holly Holm may very well be Ronda Rousey's kryptonite. Holly Holm may actually be a better MMA fighter than we actually believe. We'll find out coming up and when Holm faces off against whoever it is she faces off against, whether it's Ronda next, which I don't think it will be because timing-wise, I'm not sure how long they want to wait, but whether it's Miesha Tate, whether it's whoever it is, we're going to find out for sure, and we'll see what Holly Holm's actually got to bring to the table more than what it is for Ronda Rousey.
We've also got the Impact ratings here. They're a lame duck show. They're getting ready to move to Pop TV.
There's some lame duck ratings.
The Wednesday night show did the second lowest first run audience in its history. It has been around 12 years. This was the ninth week of the World Title Tournament. And keep in mind, no Ring of Honor. There's no more Ring of Honor on Destination America at any point during the evening. Still, TNA did a terrible number. 221,000 viewers from 9 to 11, number down from last week's 234,000. 221,000 viewers are crying out loud. And the only episode that ever did worse was the November 18th episode with 202,000 viewers. Midnight replay at 73,000. So we'll see what happens when they move to Pop TV. Pop TV is in significantly more homes in Destination America. But it's also more difficult to find. I've stumbled across Destination America many times. They have Bigfoot shows. But I think maybe one time I stumbled across Pop TV because I seem to remember that I happened to see Paragon Pro Wrestling. I could be wrong. But just because they're available in more homes doesn't mean that your viewership is going to increase significantly because people just may not find it, which has been an issue for TNA ever since they moved to Destination America. The percentage of fewer homes that Destination America was in compared to Spike TV, their viewership is significantly lower than that percentage. That's not good. Back in a moment, we'll take your calls, emails, and more. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, this is interesting. The Wrestling Observer website Twitter, at WONF4W, has a note here. We have a UFC suspension. Gleison Tebow fails an out-of-competition test, provisionally suspended. Wow. They got somebody.
Oops.
Guess we'll have to follow up on that one.
Hasn't been a good couple of months there for Tebow, has it?
Not now. It's going to be a bad 2 years.
It's he lose to Trujillo in last month, so oops.
Yeah, got to watch it, everybody. Out of competition drug test. Hammer coming down. Let's go to the studio line. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Ryan from Cumberland, Maryland.
Yes, Ryan.
I'd like to explain to you how TNA can draw large crowds and get a crowd excited.
Please explain this to TNA.
Well, all they need to do is run in towns that they've never been in, say, like College Park, Maryland, and also re-sign Hulk Hogan. And I can prove this fact actually works because Indiana PA did this, and they raised 3,300 fans.
Who did this?
When they came to Indiana, Pennsylvania with Hulk Hogan, they drew 3,300 fans, and they were a pretty hot crowd.
In 2010?
So. What's that?
In 2010?
Hey, this was 2 years ago, in 2013.
2013, they drew 2,000. They drew 3,000 with Hulk Hogan.
3,300. So I'd say run like College Park, Maryland with Hulk Hogan on. Plus, if they get the word out that they're on Pop TV, because everyone would be wanting to see Hulkamania's comeback since he had that run with
the I was going to ask if you were aware of what has been happening with Hulk Hogan recently. I'm not sure if this is in their best interest to bring this man back right now.
And I remember when they went on tour. I actually had a chance to go to one of their shows down in Virginia around the I think it was the Constant Convocation Center or something like that, the campus of Old Dominion University. And I think Rampage was there, Hulk Hogan was there, and they still didn't draw anybody. And it doesn't matter if they go to College Park, Maryland or not.
Did they go
matter.
To a million towns they've never been to before?
I mean, they didn't go to... Where did they do their taping last time? It's where they're doing it again this time. They had never been
Bethlehem,
there before.
Bethlehem, where they did
yes.
a terrible... Yeah.
They didn't draw anybody there either.
Let's go to the toll-free line. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, Brian. It's Bryce from Florida again.
Bryce, what's up?
What's up, buddy?
Not much. What's going on?
Not much. Hey, I've been listening to your show now for 8 years. I was 12 years old when I first started listening. It's been incredible.
12 years old? Wow.
Damn, you're almost legal.
12 years old when I first found your guys' website. It was insane. But my question is, what do you think's a bigger draw at Mania? Reigns versus Cena or Cena versus Taker?
Huh.
What's the bigger match?
Well, I mean, the real answer is neither of them are going to draw because WrestleMania will be all sold out long before they announce a card. And, I mean, I don't think there are very few matches where if you've never signed up for the WWE Network, if you've never watched a WrestleMania on the network, you're all of a sudden going to sign up for this match. I mean, as much as people talk about mm-hmm. Sting versus Undertaker, that's at least like a new, supposedly legendary dream match, but would that really result in hundreds of thousands of people signing up for the network? I mean, I would think most people who are going to sign up have signed up by now, and there's going to be, it's going to trickle up, it's going to trickle down, it's going to trickle up, it's going to trickle down. But, I mean, I guess...
You know, if promoted right, it's Cena and Taker, though.
No, I think Cena versus Roman.
I don't at all, because,
why?
I mean... Because he hasn't proven that he could draw anything yet. I mean, I think if you look at it where it's like, there's been the one big singles match. And granted, you have to really try to sell this as trying to be something important in this day and age. But John Cena and The Undertaker, there's some mysticism there. John Cena could beat The Undertaker again, put him in retirement. Although I would assume it would go the other way with The Undertaker defeating John Cena. But doesn't matter either way. I just think that would be the matchup that more people would gravitate to right now than they would Roman Reigns and anybody as far as it being a superstar WrestleMania-style main event. I mean, Roman Reigns would be the one that you'd want because you want him to be the guy, the new torchbearer. But I just think John Cena and The Undertaker would be a bigger deal.
Neither one is going to sell any additional buys, but which one is more intriguing? If you do Roman Reigns versus John Cena, you've got the intrigue of how are they going to book this match where obviously it's a torch-passing match? How are they going to book this match where they try to get Roman Reigns over? How are they going to book this match where obviously they don't want John Cena to be booed out of the building? They don't want Roman Reigns to be booed out of the building. I can think of a million intriguing things about that match. When I think of Undertaker versus John Cena, I can picture the match in my head right now exactly how it's going to go. It'll be every John Cena match we've ever seen, facing every Undertaker match we've ever seen.
God, and then, I hope he doesn't do that bulldog with Undertaker.
I'm sure he'll try. And then Undertaker will tombstone him and win. There's not one intriguing thing to me about that match. Not one thing. I could not possibly care less about Undertaker versus John Cena, but I could be very intrigued by the idea of John Cena versus Roman Reigns because there's so many different factors involved. So I would much rather they put that match together than John Cena versus The Undertaker.
But what if they don't get any heat behind Roman Reigns or they just limp along with him? You know, and I don't think that they will. I think they obviously will, especially as it gets close to WrestleMania. It's going to be, you know.
Who knows? He's asking right now. And right now, that's the match I would rather see.
I still think I'd go the other way, but all right.
Let's go to the toll-free. No, let's go to the studio line. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Dave from Wisconsin.
Yes, Dave.
I got two things, and one is because Ryan's brilliant idea on how to save TNA. It's something I've been brainstorming for a while, but I don't think it's possible anymore ever since having to move to a bunch of different networks. But if they were still on Spike and they rebranded to a drama about a failing wrestling company, I think they could have made it.
Well, I mean, they have made it.
I meant like they could have come up from the primordial ooze and actually drawn like a 1.5 maybe.
The new wrestling with death?
Something like that.
Huh. Yeah,
and if you did all your stuff backstage pre-taped like a Lucha Underground, and then you had your live audience with matches, and then every week you've got Dixie Carter in the back and creative meetings complaining about how they're failing business, you could have had a compelling TV drama.
It's possible.
Wrestling Caesar, there would be somebody in the back with a thumbs up, thumbs down with booking decisions, and then we see how it plays out.
It's been 12 years, though, Dave. I've watched the company for 13 and a half or 11 and a half of these 12 years, whatever it's been. I gave up when they moved to Destination America watching it regularly.
No, I understand. These people I'm just saying it's a better idea than what they got going on.
No, but my point is, do you have any faith if they did this that it would be any good after 3 months?
If they brought back Mortimer Plumtree, maybe.
No, probably not. But it would have been worth a try, and I would have actually probably maybe watched for a few weeks instead of not at all. Anyway, the other thing I was going to call about was to bring up Raw. I don't really watch it all that much anymore. I probably catch the last 90 minutes or so live, but I do listen to all the reviews and whatnot. And one of the big things was Sheamus basically impersonating Conor McGregor, and I think WWE could take a lot of things out of the MMA playbook. Instead of like having the 20-minute in-ring promos in the ring, they should set up like a post-UFC press conference, maybe table outside at the entrance ramp, have Triple H on a podium. If you need Triple H out there, have two guys on the side. There's so many things in MMA just this year alone, from Conor McGregor stealing Jose Aldo's belt like they had Roman Reigns do this week, that would have been a lot more compelling if you would have done it in a format like that, or the Jones-Cormier brawl. Instead of having stuff like that, make it almost a little more formal instead of guys randomly doing stuff.
There's one problem with your theory. It's not a bad theory. I want to thank you very much for the call. But I remember, I don't know how long ago it was, but they did some event, and then we had a WWE press conference.
They did it after Mania the first year.
Is that what it was?
Yeah,
they had all the guys at the table, and they literally did it just like a UFC press conference. And if I recall correctly, it was comically bad because everybody had their script. Everybody had their talking points. It was every backstage WWE interview where a bunch of generic questions are asked. I think they had fake reporters asking these fake questions, and then they got fake. It was so lame. Like, the reason Conor McGregor works is because you don't know what this crazy guy is going to say. I just watched him on, I forget the show that he was on, but he's talking about how he wants to buy an ape. An ape!
Well, Dusty Rhodes did that too. So see, another thing. See, these are all things, by the way, that MMA, in a way, took from wrestling. You know, the promotional part of it. So wrestling can just take all those things back, reincorporate it into what they do, and go back to kind of sort of being a simulation of sport where titles and personalities and all those other things matter. And you'll actually have something there. I don't know whether they will or not, but they probably should. Oh, by the way, Gleison Tebow did win his last fight. Oops.
Oh, man. Sucks to be that guy. All right, very little time. Let's go to the toll-free line. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hello, it's Liam from Ireland.
Yes, Liam. Very quick.
Just two quick questions. Have you ever been to Ireland, you and Mike? Or would you ever think about Ireland? And just a quick, if you have any crazy stories about Blake Norton, I've met him before, just out of curiosity. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thanks very much for the call. I don't know if I have crazy stories about Blake Norton, but I do remember doing the Bagpipe Report television show. He had some sort of video show or something like that. This was 2006, probably. And I got smashed, and then we did this show. And, of course, he's an Irishman and a drinker, so he was smashed as well. That's my best memory. We did a lot of training together. Good guy. But, no, I have never been to Ireland, and I don't think Mike has been either. Have you, Mike?
I have not, but I'd love to.
Back in a moment with Max Smashmaster, Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Billions of dollars continue funding every single year to businesses all across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they don't focus on personal credit. Funding can be used for payroll, equipment, added cash flow, and startups. If your business could use up to $500,000 within just a couple of days or up to $5 million within a week, I encourage you to visit BusinessLoansNow.com. Find out how much your business could qualify for. That's BusinessLoansNow.com.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I thought I talked fast. You hear that guy during the break? Holy smokes. Yeah. Max Smashmaster is joining us here today. He will be competing at Top Banana, the season 15 finale for Chikara, taking place on Saturday, December 5th, 7 o'clock p.m. bell time, the 2300 Arena. That is the former ECW Arena in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Mr. Smashmaster, how you doing today?
Very good, very good. Can I curse on here?
No. Of course not.
Oh. What?
Of course not.
Well, you ruined half my material then.
Well,
let's give it PG.
Hey, let's start out here at the beginning. I've been told, Max, that after your first appearance here on this program, you suddenly were given free rein to cut more promos in Chikara. Is that correct?
Well, the only reason why I think they've been giving me the old microphone is that Sidney Bacabella got his block knocked off, if you will.
He was killed.
Well, I haven't seen him. He was laying in the ring. We just left him there. We had to catch another town. We know we had to drive to Vancouver, do another shot. We worked for Al Tomko up at the All-American Wrestling up there in Vancouver. So we had to skedaddle after that King of Trios debacle that happened.
And did you see a man named the Frustrating Bird? I've already forgot his name from last night.
Ah, the Dastardly Bird, the one you were talking about with the Brian and the Vinny and the Antonio the Promise Thomas?
Yeah. The hell was his name again? The Devastating Bird?
No, he was not devastating. You watch your mouth, young man. Let's see. Dastardly, the derogatory. I can't remember.
Somebody help me out here.
Though.
Al Tomko, huh?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What's it like working for Al Tomko?
Al Tomko, well, usually he does that gimmick with Bruiser Costa. He does the Bruiser in the box. So I don't really get too much airtime. I just go in, I beat up some jabron. Usually it's like a Killer Hughes or a Sonny Goodspeed or a Spiros Arion's kid there, Al Arion. You know, whoever he wants to put me in the ring with, I just slap him around, take the payday, and I get out of there.
Now, you're going around working the circuits like that. I mean, what's your worst one? Because I know a lot of guys, they come out and they talk about Central States. They hated working against Bulldog, Bob Brown, places like that. Where does the Devastation Incorporated hate to go? Or do you love any place that's got an open pay window?
Well, we really, we would work for Watts, but Watts wouldn't pay Blasphemic Massive because he's black. So Sidney used to have to give me double the pay, and then we just split up in the car. So we stopped working there. Also, Sidney hated working Memphis. He hated Jerry Lawler. He always stiffed us on our pay. It's all about pay.
Man, Lawler stiffed you on your pay?
Yeah, of course he did. He was taking all the money himself, you know. He's doing the Monster of the Week. He never made us the Monster of the Week.
You have been the Monster of the Year in Chikara.
I know that.
I've been told. And yesterday, I hate to cause any potential problems here, but yesterday we were joined on the show by Eddie Kingston. And I mentioned your name, and I can't remember what he called you, a galoot, something like that.
He called me a doof.
A doof. Oh, man. He said you didn't want
intently.
He said you didn't want none of him. What do you say?
Oh, well, he also said that he respects me, and apparently Eddie Kingston doesn't respect anyone. So by him saying that he respects me makes me think he fears me, because I don't respect anyone. I don't respect Eddie Kingston. I'll slap him in his mouth. I'll send him back to Yonkers. Home of the Brave. That's Eddie Kingston impression.
Tell us about this weekend. What have you got on tap for Chikara Top Banana?
Let me get out my my little black book. I keep all my bookings in there. I, you know, we're working all the circuits. Says here, working three sissy boys and a broad.
Wow.
I don't know who we're wrestling. I know we're going to go for the Challenge of the Immortals, though.
I would.
You know, we won that.
I would bet that one of those men might be Jervis Cottonbelly.
Oh no! I should really look at the dirt sheets, figure out who now, I'm wrestling.
As a guy
I
who's
and Jervis Cottonbelly.
Let's say, as a guy who pumps iron, keeps himself in tip top shape. Do you worry about catching the sugar from Jervis Cottonbelly, the diabetes, because he's so sweet? Because I would assume against a crew like you, that's about the only thing he could do to guys like you.
Well. As we all know, I used to be morbidly obese, as the doctor told me. So I am a little bit nervous that if he's so sweet, I might catch a little taste, relapse. That wouldn't be good. It wouldn't be good at all. I don't want to put all the weight back on. And also, if he tries to give me a belly splash, he's got that nice fuzzy belly, so it won't hurt at all.
All right, thank God we have got somebody here that has alerted us. That is Andy the Dreadful Bird.
Mm.
Yes.
That name is dreadful. You're absolutely right about that.
How is Andy the Dreadful Bird not working Chikara right now?
Well, probably because he doesn't have real wings, and he's from Vancouver, and nobody wrestles in Vancouver except for Andy the Dreadful Bird, Artemis, Maximus, Decimus, and Antonio Thomas, apparently.
That's right. Now, did you truly go to the doctor and hear him say, Max, you're morbidly obese?
And were those the last words that that doctor said?
Actually, my doctor is a female, so you're being sexist. But yes, she said, Mr. Smashmaster. I said, what? She said, you're morbidly obese. I said, oh, that's terrible. And then Sidney Bacabello was sitting in the chair, God rest his soul. He was sitting in the, you know, that extra little chair that they have in every doctor's office. He said, well, no more sugar pop or soda pop and no more sugar and no more red meat, which we talked about. That's a callback. They call that a callback.
So did you successfully cut out all of these things in your diet?
I definitely did. I stopped drinking the soda pop. I drink the seltzer now. It gets the same effect as soda pop, but without all the sugar.
Sure, but it tastes terrible.
No, it's not so bad. You get over it.
Come on. What about diet soda?
What's diet soda? Like Cab?
They have Diet Coke, Diet Pepsi.
You know, I never thought of that. Maybe I'll give that a does it taste good? I've never had one.
It tastes a lot better than seltzer water. It tastes a lot better than seltzer water.
I'll give it a taste.
Now, Max Smashmaster has obviously lost some weight. I think we talked about this last time. How much weight have you lost?
Like 275 pounds.
275 pounds. Now, are you in the middle of, obviously, Blaster McMassive is your partner. I'm sure he's doing curls right now as we speak. Has he helped you with a bodybuilding, a bulking up regimen now that you've dropped some weight to try to put on some added mass?
To be honest, I don't think I've ever seen him do anything other than curls.
I know the type.
He just does curls all day, curls for the girls. He's out there. We actually have a broken down Buick, so he's out there curling the front end, you know, the heavy end. And I don't know if he really cares, because I don't know if I'll ever get to be the size of the old Blast McMassive with this big Jack Black back.
You mentioned when Mike talked about the doctor that he was sexist for referring to the doctor as a female, whereas earlier in his interview, you referred to one of your opponents coming up this weekend as a broad.
I did. Very true.
Yeah.
Are you calling me a sexist?
I'm just wondering, why that choice of words?
You want to know why? Because Ryan and Cumberland at Ed from San Antonio are listening. I'm sure they called in during the break to tell you about some terrible match that they saw on some Renegade show, about how amazing it was and how good it was, and I'm sure it was terrible. You know what? Because women shouldn't be in the ring with men. So this broad is going to get an open hand slap across the ear, and she's going to be told, stay down, and I pin her. And then we win the Challenge of the Immortals, we take the payday, we steal the cash box, and we get out of Philadelphia, because it's a hole in the wall.
You realize.
I gotta be honest, though, Brian. I mean, if you think about what Jervis said, I think, you know, if these guys decide that they want to do that, how are they supposed to stop Blaster McMassive and Flex Rumble Crunch and all the entire Devastation Incorporated from just taking Princess Kimberly and throwing them over the shoulder and walking away like it was Missy Hyatt in Mid-South getting stolen by somebody?
I don't know, but I am afraid that if he lays a hand on this broad, as he referred to her, that Jervis Cottonbelly may lose it. He may lose his mind for the first time in his career. Because that's not a very gentlemanly act, Max.
Wow. We actually wrestled Jervis Cottonbelly, Princess Kimberly, once before, in a 2 out of 3 tag team championship title match. And, we were slapping her around, pulling all her weave out, right? And Jervis Cottonbelly got all fired up. He got a fire in his cotton belly, and he started punching me in the face. And I just stood there, because his punches were like little feathers, you know, just right across the nose. Didn't hurt at all. And then we beat him. We pinned them. And then another time when we had those ice cream twerps, I tombstoned him 3 times. They had to carry him out on a stretcher. And I told that referee, actually the referee disqualified me for excesivo de concebo or whatever it is. It's some Spanish word that means I'm too violent. Yeah, too violent.
Oh,
of course,
man.
I'm too violent. I'm a wrestler. So we're not scared of these people. And you know what? Princess Kimberly gets in our way, we're going to pick her up over our shoulder. We're going to tie her up. We're going to leave her across the train track. See what Jervis Cottonbelly does then.
Dastardly.
So they were single scoops after you were through with them.
Yes, yes. They were kitty size.
Hey, it reminds me. Has Kellogg's ever approached Flex Rumble Crunch about appearing on a cereal box?
Kellogg's?
Yeah, the cereal maker.
That's a great idea. We could probably make some money off that.
Flex Rumble Crunch.
Hey,
the breakfast of champions.
Brian Alvarez, you want to be our new manager?
Hey, after what happened to your old manager? No.
All right, never mind then.
What are your goals in Chikara in 2016? Let's say that you're victorious on Saturday. Obviously, there is a world, or there's a it's not, I guess it's the world championship, the championship of the universe, the grand championship, the Chikara grand championship, Hollow Wicked Icarus and Eddie Kingston. Any thoughts on maybe not leaving the Devastation Corporation, but maybe striking out on your own and making a run at the grand championship?
Well, when you win the Challenge of the Immortals, you get what's called a golden opportunity, and you can bypass the 3 points and go right for a championship match because you have to win 3 consecutive matches in Chikara, apparently, to get a championship match. What a novel concept,
right? Sounds like UFC.
So we get to choose any title we want to go for. So why don't, being Blast Week Massive, we go right back, and we win back our World Tag Team Championships from the NR Garbage there, NRG. They beat us on a fluke victory, and then someone texted you and told you that you had to tell the entire world, ruin all the results. Spoiler alert.
It's disastrous.
And then maybe I'll just go, because I'm the captain, and I'll just beat, hopefully Eddie Kingston wins, because I think he'll win that triple threat match, and then I'll slap him around. I'll rub his face in dog doo-doo, right? I'll rub right in there. And then I'll slap him around some more. And I'll hit him with the tombstone. I'll pin him, and I'll be the grand champ. Because I got a golden opportunity.
Have you and Blaster McMassive ever discussed this situation? You mentioned the winning 3 matches. It's very much like UFC. Would you fight someone within your own camp if one of you won the championship?
That's a good question. Put me on the spot there. You know what? I absolutely would. Because ever since Cindy Bacabella left, Blaster McMassive has taken quite a few pinfalls. And if he just so happened to have won the grand championship, which I don't think is out of the question, I think he absolutely could. But I would definitely go after him. Because
Man.
You know what? With the grand championship comes money. And with money, I can quit the business. Because you only get into this business to get out of this business.
We're going to do a break. Max, stand by. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap it up. Max Smashmaster, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Chikara Top Banana takes place on Saturday, the 2300 Arena, the former ECW Arena, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Saturday, December 5th, 7 o'clock p.m. It is the final Chikara show of the year, your last chance until the next season opener on January 30th. Max Smashmaster is here. And a featured match on the program coming up this Saturday. And Max, before we go, let's get some plugs in. Your social media for the Devastation Corporation.
All right, I want to get one thing out of the way. Today's 7 years since my trainer passed away. The baddest mofo on the show, Who's Your Daddy, Steve Bradley? And I want to throw one up to him because we're doing it for him. We're doing it for City of Acapella tomorrow. You can catch us at Devastation Corp on Twitter and Pro Wrestling Tees / Devastation Corporation for all our t-shirt goods, and email us if you want to tell us how much you hate us, devastationcorp@gmail.com.
Wow, devastationcorp@gmail.com. There's even an email address for everybody.
Oh, yes.
Which one of you handles the email? Flex Rumble Crunch?
He's good.
Really?
He's good on that. He's got one of those Mac 2 computers. It does all sorts of incredible things.
And I'm sure because it's a Mac 2, it's very heavy and he curls it the entire time.
Yes.
Well, Max Smashmaster, I want to thank you very much for doing the show today. And, of course, best of luck this weekend at Chikara Top Banana. It is December 5th, the 2300 Arena, 2300 South Swanson Street in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Join the fun, everybody. Chikara. And, of course, we're out of time. We'll talk to you again on Sunday. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Thanks, everybody at Byline. Mike, as always, callers, listeners, and Max Smashmaster. Talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.